Is music the true language of the soul? Or are podcasts the perfect way to fill your mind on the go? Today, we're diving into the ultimate audio battle, music versus podcasts. So put on your headphones, get ready to rock or talk, and let's explore this sound wave showdown. Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, music is better than podcasts, and it comes from the pop culture category in our collab deck with The Conversationalist. Let's dig in. For centuries, music has been a universal language, connecting people across cultures and eras. From the rhythms of tribal drums to the symphonies of Mozart, music has always been a fundamental part of the human experience. Enter the 21st century, and podcasts have risen as a new form of entertainment and education, changing the way we share stories, learn, and engage with the world. This debate pits the timeless art of music against the modern world of podcasts. As Friedrich Nietzsche once said, "Without music, life would be a mistake." But would it be any less complete without podcasts, just like this one? This debate matters because it touches on how we spend our most precious resource, our time. With so much content available at our fingertips, choosing between music and podcasts can shape our daily routines, our moods, and even our intellect. Both forms of audio entertainment have a profound impact on our lives, influencing everything from mental health to productivity. Understanding their roles helps us appreciate the ways we connect with the world around us and with each other. Now, let's debate. Agree. Music is better than podcasts. Music has the unique ability to evoke a wide range of emotions, from joy and excitement to sadness and nostalgia. It can be a source of comfort and a form of expression when words fail. Scientific studies even show that listening to music releases dopamine, that feel-good chemical in your brain, making us feel happier and more relaxed. Whether it's Beethoven's symphonies or Taylor Swift's latest hit, music resonates on an emotional level. Music transcends language barriers. It is a universal art form that people of all ages, backgrounds, and cultures can enjoy. You don't even need to understand the lyrics of a song to feel its rhythm or be moved by its melody. From lullabies to wedding marches, music plays a significant role in life's milestones, making it an integral part of the human experience. Music isn't just for entertainment. It's beneficial for the brain. Listening to music can improve memory, enhance cognitive function, and even reduce pain. Research has shown that music therapy can help with a range of conditions, from anxiety and depression to Alzheimer's and stroke recovery. It has the power to heal and soothe like nothing else. Disagree. Podcasts are better than music. Podcasts offer a wide range of educational content that can enhance your knowledge on a variety of topics, from science and history to true crime and storytelling, even debating. With podcasts, you can learn new skills, stay updated on current events, or dive deep into niche subjects, all while commuting or doing your chores. Think about how much more productive you are when you're learning while you're doing other activities. This makes lifelong learning accessible and convenient. Podcasts provide a platform for diverse voices and opinions, offering you, the listener, insights into different perspectives and experiences. They can challenge your thinking, inspire personal growth, and introduce you to ideas you might not encounter in everyday life. Listening to thought leaders, experts, and real-life stories can broaden your understanding of the world. Podcasts create a sense of community and belonging. Through podcasts, listeners often feel a personal connection to the hosts and guests, almost like a virtual conversation. The familiarity of hearing someone's voice in your ears fosters a unique bond, making listeners feel like a part of a larger community of like-minded individuals. Now, we'll explore some rebuttals. a possible rebuttal to the agree point about the emotional connection of music could be, while music is undoubtedly powerful in evoking emotions, podcasts offer a different type of emotional connection. They can provide comfort through relatable stories and voices, making listeners feel understood and less alone. The storytelling aspect of podcasts can be just as emotionally engaging as a song. Rebuttal to the disagree point about the educational value of podcasts. Music can also be educational. From learning about cultural history through traditional songs, to understanding language and poetry, music has educational value that is often overlooked. Furthermore, music can stimulate creativity and inspire new ideas, providing a different kind of intellectual engagement that is still also valid. So, is music truly better than podcasts? Both offer unique benefits that cater to different needs. Music connects us emotionally, transcends cultural barriers, and even offers health benefits. On the other hand, podcasts educate, provide new perspectives, and create a sense of community. Ultimately, the choice between music and podcasts depends on what you're looking for, whether it's to feel, learn, or connect. Eager to dive into this topic even further? Well, when you're playing dinner table debates at home, the agree side has the opportunity to define the terms and shape the direction of the debate. This gives them the power to set the tone, context, and perspective, ensuring each discussion is engaging and thought-provoking. If you're tackling the statement, music is better than podcasts, here are a few creative ways agree might guide the conversation. 1. Music is better than podcasts for emotional experiences. Can music evoke stronger emotions and memories compared to spoken content? Is there something about the rhythm and melody of music that makes it a better tool for relaxation, motivation, or even therapy? 2. Music is better than podcasts for creative inspiration. Does music spark more creativity and imagination compared to listening to people talk? Could it be argued that the abstract nature of music encourages more personal interpretation and innovation? Or are you more inspired by learning from people that you hear about on podcasts and how they tackled their creative challenges? 3. Music is better than podcasts for self-expression. Does music have a universal quality that allows people from all cultures and backgrounds to enjoy it and create it? Or are podcasts considered more accessible and easy to create, leading to more opportunities for self-expression? To narrow down this debate even further, consider discussing specific genres or formats. How do instrumental music and narrative podcasts compare? Or perhaps the impact of music versus podcasts on productivity and focus. What works better for a work or study environment? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning that you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. But that's the point. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok account at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.